A memorandum of understanding has been signed by the United States and the Pacific Islands Forum Fisheries Agency, allowing US purseine fleets to fish in the exclusive economic zones of 17 Pacific Island nations. The document ensures continued fishing rights for the fleets in 2024, pending the formal adoption of agreed amendments to the revised South Pacific Tuna Treaty for 2025 onwards. The agreement includes an annual $60 million payments from the US government for the next decade, along with additional funding for economic development and climate change related projects. Tiana Haxton spoke to the Director General of the Pacific Islands FFA, Dr. Manu Tupou-Rusin, to find out more.
It's important to recognise that we've been in this for more than 30 years at the outset. And so the MOU that's being signed at present is to do with access and fees for 2024. And it was to give time for the finalization between our parties on what would be the next tranche of access for the next longer term duration. And so it's been so important to still have this valuable process in place of the Memorandum of Understanding, because it gives us that space and time to sort those longer-term arrangements out.
In the revised treaty package, the US has tripled its payments to $60 million yearly to fish in the Pacific for the next 10 years. What does this deal signify?
I think it signifies that with this increase from $21 million a year to $60 million a year for the next 10 years, so a total package of $600 million, it signifies that this is it's not just a strong and valued partnership, it's an enduring partnership. It also provides an important platform for enhanced cooperation with the United States in many other areas. It's not just about the fishing activities. It's all those important aspects around it to, for example, combat illegal fishing, protect the fishery, to manage and develop the fishery. So we're very excited about this continued work with the United States.
And in addition to that 60 mil, the US government has also agreed to another $10 million payment, specifically for economic development, including climate change related projects. So where will that funding be channeled?
That was a one-off deal, and it is provided for economic development, and for half of it, $5 million to be channeled towards climate action-related activities. And that's divided an equal share to our member countries. And like I said, it's just that one-time arrangement for the $10 million. But as we noted earlier, there is that longer-term arrangement now set in place, which is $60 million a year as the US government's contribution.
And so there will be another signing event later this year. What can you tell us about that?
The current memorandum of understanding that's being signed is just for 2024 access and fees. What will be signed later this year is the longer term package for a set duration of years and multi-year. And it involves the industry's payment for those years in addition to what U.S. government contribution is already, and also the type of access, the number of days that they could access.
And if we could also talk about the U.S. legislation. So the amendments of 2016 that were never fully incorporated into U.S. law, is there a roadmap and timeline for bringing this bill to the House?
I think that would be best targeted to the US on their time frame and opportunity for having that incorporated into their regulatory system. And in terms of those amendments, whilst for even some of our Pacific Island parties, they're still working that through their own system, there's been an understanding between all of the parties and working in good faith that we can continue to provide this access, receive those fees with the intention that those legal changes will be made. So it's such an exciting time.
So on that note then, for our Pacific partners, has the delay posed any challenges?
There have been no challenges. We work off a really good, strong platform with the United States being in this space for us in this partnership for over 30 years.